Facing challenges and overcoming setbacks is part of doing business. Whether you have the expertise to survive them or not could mean the difference between success or failure. Welcome to We Are Women, featuring revealing conversations that provide invaluable insights into the success secrets of female masterminds. A must listen for every entrepreneurial woman. Now here's your host, Janine Vosper.
Hi, it's Janine Vosper here, and welcome to this episode of the We Are Women podcast. Today, I have Kate Langford, and Kate describes herself as a matter-of-fact business coach who's been working with clients, and she decided to share what she'd been doing with her community. And she's been teaching exactly what she did in her business to hit, wait for it, seven figures in four short years through automation and funnels, knowing your market and scaling. So if you are ready for a no-fluff approach, then our conversation with Kate is going to be fantastic. I'm sure this is one of those ones where you're going to take lots of note as well. There's a lot more to learn about Kate, but I think we'll leave that to the discussion as we go along. Welcome, Kate. I'm so glad that you could be with me here today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
We are recording this and it's in Southeast Queensland, and I think it's about 36 degrees outside.
It is very hot.
Humidity. So I think we're both sitting here at air conditioning and enjoying the moment. Kate, your business consulting, there's more on that. You know, having created a seven-figure business in 4 years, tell me, let's start where it started and what was the point of you getting into your own business and where's it gone from there?
Yeah, so look, you know, being in recruitment and HR world for about 15 years, I was helping a lot of employers, doing the recruitment agency world, did a little bit internationally, Australia. You know, there was this point where I had two kids at this point. So I had a three-year-old and a two-year-old, and I'd been doing that for a while and it just wasn't hitting the mark anymore for me. It was just like, great, I could do that. I was making the money, but was it fulfilling? No. Was it making me light up and feeling excited to go to work every day? No. And so I had so many people say to me, Kate, why don't you just start your own recruitment agency? And I was like, no, because you know in your intuition whether or not a business is going to be right or not for you, and if it's going to hit that mark in regards to, you know, that piece around really wanting to make a difference and help people. It's not just what you know, but it's actually what you love. And so, yeah, one day, you know, I'd been writing resumes while I was having little kids and little babies, and I thought, you know what? Career coaching, you know, people, I've been helping so many people get into these jobs, but it's been about the employer, not the employee, right? So then I went, okay, well, how about we try and help those? So didn't have a whole lot of money, if I'm honest, as in like savings to be able to do that. So my dad actually rang me one day and he said, Kate, what's it going to take for you to start your own business? And I said, well, Dad, I've got two little kids under three, I've got two mortgages, you know, I need the $500, you know, just to keep that consistent to start the business. And he said, he doesn't have a lot of money. I came from a family where, you know, we had to get filled up with bread on the table and things like that. And he said, I'm going to pay you $500 a week, Kate, to start your own business. And I remember crying, going, oh my God, is this really happening? So I walked out, I resigned the next day, and within 4 weeks I was paying myself in my garage. And then, yeah, built it from one team member to two to three, and then, yeah, 10K months, 50K months, moved offices three times, and now the seven figures with 15 staff and three little babies under eight. So, you know.
Wow, that's been certainly been a journey for the, that other child for the last 8 years at least. That's amazing. But you sent that through about your dad, and I wanted to hear that story from you, because to have somebody that's got that much faith in you but recognizing that this is what you need to be doing, because sometimes that's what holds a lot of people up, isn't it? That when they're working for somebody else, that, you know, I had the same issue. I was a general manager of a multi-million dollar company. I was paid very, very well to do what I was doing. Started my business on the side, and I kept putting it off. Well, another year, I'll do this for another year, and then I'll do this for another year. I did manage to get my work into a 5-day fortnight, which certainly helped with the development, but it still was that letting go and knowing that there was that some form of safety net, which you had with your dad supporting you. For me, eventually the universe stepped in and said, we're going to bring in somebody that's going to make your life really difficult in the workplace. And
yeah,
and here's your catalyst to go. And it took me a couple of months to pay attention to it and
yeah,
to do exactly that. But it's that, you know, there's not just dad, there's a lot of things. You've got a family, or you've got responsibilities, and you know, even having a partner that says go for it, you know, that that's having people in your life, that's really a powerful moment.
It is, very much, you know, and I have a great support network and things like that. But it's, you know, I talk about risk versus reward. You know, everything's got to be calculated, and you got to think, well, what's the worst that can happen? Was I okay? Did I have a backup? You know, I was writing resumes on the side as well. So yes, I created that foundation of, you know, if it wasn't to work out, I would be okay. And I think that's important when you're looking at risk versus reward is, you know, what's the worst case scenario? Can I handle that? Well, then the answer is yes, then you go ahead. So, and I use that line or that way of risk analysis all the time with when I'm doing it. But yeah, having the right people is everything.
And that's, I love that risk versus reward statement, because and this is something that I encourage, you know, a lot of the sole traders and entrepreneurs that I work with, is while you're working, don't treat it as an income, treat it as your investment into your business, and really fund that investment in your training, getting your systems in place, getting, you know, things that when you step out and say, well, I need a $1,500 website, or I need this and I need this, when you're trying to do that without an income, that all becomes very daunting. But if you do that as you're planning to exit the workforce, then it's all, and that's exactly what I did by, you know, going part-time. And by the time I was ready, the universe knew I was ready to move on, it was all done. You know, all there was still obviously constantly getting training and coaches and things like that, because we need to continue learning. But I'd spent a lot of money beforehand, or invested a lot of money. It makes a lot of 100%. Sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was part-time when I moved into the career coaching business, like I said, you know, with the two little kids. So, you know, I was merging out, and, you know, I had the website kind of starting on the side, and things were kind of going on. But, and then there's that leap of faith, which is really scary. But, you know, a lot of businesses don't fly, and that's why I'm really big on having the foundations right. You know, it's not just about going off a whim or saying, you know what, stuff it and being emotional about it. You do have to be somewhat calculated. But there is a line of the leap of faith, which only you will know, your intuition will know. And it's about trusting that and making sure you've got a bit of a plan in place.
And setting up that plan. Yes. And listening to it. If, you know, a lot of people stay in situations that aren't comfortable, and because of that fear, that risk involved, because they haven't set that plan in place. And there's so many people, amazing, and particularly I work mostly with women. I'm not sure whether who you're...
Yeah, mainly women. Yeah, both, but mainly women.
Yeah. And it's that having faith in themselves as well. So it's not just somebody else having faith in you. It's having faith in yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Correct. You know, confidence is the overarching piece. You know, like I've got Kate Langford Career Consulting, which is the one obviously that I started over the last 4 years, and you know, we mainly help between 50 and 60 year olds, you know, leaving high level corporate jobs. A lot of teachers, a lot of nurses, they're all like, well, my kids have grown up and now what do I do? So it's that whole mindset of confidence and, you know, reinventing yourself and backing yourself. It's the mind is so powerful. We can actually do whatever we want to do, as long as we've got the right mind and the resilience and the support around you, you know?
Yeah. What would be your first recommendation for anybody thinking of changing careers, moving into their own business?
There's so much there. I'm just...
I know. It was a big open-ended question.
No, that's all right. One thing would be, if you're going to start your own business, make sure there's a passion for what it is that you're wanting to do, and that you're not running from a bad boss or a bad workplace and thinking you're a business owner when actually you're running from a really bad workplace. So it's making sure that you actually want to be doing this, because there's a driver behind it. There's a passion. There's a want to make impact or whatever that is, not just what else could I do? Because I want to get out of here. Oh, my own business might work. So it's got to be strong enough, and therefore the right concept, making sure you've got the right credibility piece, making sure your why is strong. You know, like my why is my kids, so I can get to every sports day. I don't do this to make lots of money. I do it to impact people, to be able to live the life I'm living and literally work 3 days a week. And I'm leaving today after this to go to my little boy. He's three today. So, you know, it's important to know your why, and that you're not running from something, that you're actually wanting to impact something.
That's a really good concept, that you're not running from something, because I know when when people often first start talking about that exit, that first thing is, well, what can I do? And even, just even the next step, I know people who are moving, leaving their jobs and thinking of that retirement word, and they're going, well, what can I do? It can be very scary, but it's finding something that you are passionate about, isn't it?
It lies in you. And so even in the career coaching piece, the methodology, the holistic methodology that I use in the way of actually what is it that lights you up? It's actually the industry that's key. It's not what you can do and what you know. It's actually, who are you? What do you want? And if people don't know that, don't ever start a business. And if you don't know that, don't run from that job until you know who you are, so that you can land the one that's going to make you fly and not be all head. So, I've shut a lot of people down, like not shut people down, but I'm a straight shooter, as I said. And there's a lot of people I've spoken to where they're like, oh, Kate, I want to work with you. I'm going to be a business owner. And I say, why? And it actually works out that they're running. And I'm like, this isn't going to fly. I want you to set up for success. And the fact is, you're running from something. You're not wanting something because you're passionate and because of the impact. So your language is already telling me that you're probably not ready to be a business owner. And I don't want to set you up for failure. When they marinate on that, they go, oh my gosh, you're right. But at the time, it's hard to hold that mirror up for some people, because that's being a business owner is not about running from something. It's about wanting to make an impact so big that you can't go to sleep.
And that, to have that sense of passion, when I work with clients and we do planning and goal setting, the first thing I do is to get them to talk about their vision before anything else, because it doesn't matter what goals or what steps you put in place, if it's not part of your vision or your passion or your why, if it's not something that you're going to get up every single day and go, I recognize starting out in business, I'm going to have to be working 16 hours a day, just setting things up. I recognize that, because, and that's fine, because that's what I'm working towards is this vision. Then if you haven't got that, then you're not going to put the effort in. You're going to get easily distracted. The next shiny object that comes along, you'll go, oh, that will do. And you're going to end up wasting a lot of time and effort and money, because you're whatever you do in business evolves. But if it's in that space, that, my vision statement has hardly changed in all the time I've been doing it. What I want to do is enable people to believe that they can do what they don't believe is possible. Whether it's standing on stage, having a sales conversation, guest on a podcast, whatever it is that they didn't think that they could possibly do, that they can do it. That's mine. So if I get up every single day and that's what I'm putting the time and effort into, it's not time and effort.
100%. And mine's do what you love, not what you know. It's very similar. It's important, it's the reason, it's the why.
Yes. And having that, it doesn't matter what task you do in your business or how you, a friend and a client has got a lot of different healing modalities and keeps changing things up a lot every time there's things changed around, rather than really what is the focus is to make people well. and focusing on that, then the energy flows through from that. Then this, doesn't it, that once you're on a track, your energy flows.
And that's where it comes down to you. It doesn't come down to what you're trying to do. It's that concept of that internal radar of what's really driving you. Is it, and if I don't, I think if your heart's not driving you, then you're possibly in it for the wrong reason, which is, you know, yeah, I'm quite okay to say, look, I don't know that you're ready or that your why is strong enough. You know, if you don't need to have the concept nailed, but if you've got something inside of you that's burning, then yeah, that's when you act on it. But if it's not burning and it's trying to run or trying to justify to yourself or try to, oh, I want to make lots of money or, you know, like, yeah, it's, I don't know, I'm quite big on that. And that's why I think one out of 60 businesses fly and the other 59 don't is that.
Yes. And it's also that, as you said, your children are your why as well. So if you're successful, then you can spend more time with your children.
Yeah.
And it's finding that for me, and that changes through life, depending on the stages of life where you are. Your values, your values don't really change, but the priority in those values tend to change. And mine for the last 20 years has been travel and, you know, exploring the world and exploring Australia and spending time with people that you enjoy spending time with to do exactly that. So the same thing, more successful I am, the more time I have to do that.
Yeah.
And that's finding that, isn't it? Finding that why as well.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know so tell me about the business. What does your business do exactly?
So I've got the two, obviously, you know, this here today talking about Kate Langford Business Consulting. So that's where I help people that, you know, might be in a corporate career or in a job where, again, they've lost their spark and all of that and actually want to become an employer. So move from being an employee to an employer without needing a whole lot of savings. And they want to get that concept natted out. They want to, you know, really work out their target market, their mindset, credibility, their why, you know, moving into the branding, logo, vision, marketing yourself across free platforms and things like that. You know, basic funnels, basic Facebook advertising, how to launch that business, budgeting, automation. So taking it from concept to launch, I mainly deal with those ones. I also deal with ones that might have one, two or three staff members that are, you know, hitting that ceiling where they're like, geez, you know, I need to hire my first person. I don't know how. My numbers aren't great. How do I scale this? I'm kind of stuck and their systems and their foundations maybe aren't perfect or aren't, you know, deep-seated to be able to move that. So, you know, I'm quite holistic in the way that I coach. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all. I'm very intuitive and I'm very, you know, I just sometimes can't explain the way that I know things with what people need. But yeah, you know, that's the business side. I'm writing a book on how women can have it all at the moment, which is launching in a couple of months, on how we can be the mum and career and why do we have to choose. So
congratulations. That was part of the next discussion I was going to have. So that'll be.
So that's the business coaching arm. And then you've got the career arm, which is helping people work out what their passion is, getting that clarity right through to resume, LinkedIn's, career confidence, you're selling yourself right through to interview coaching. So, you know, we help with all of that. And I've got my amazing team out there that do that. And then there's just me that does the business coaching, which I'm, sending out to the world, really. I haven't properly launched it, but, you know, I work with only 5 clients at a time. But this year will be the year that I let the world know that I'm in action.
Fantastic. That's exciting.
It is.
And is your team based locally on the Sunshine Coast where you are?
I've got 9 here and then another 6 remote. So yeah, we're kind of more branching out remote now because that's the way the world's going and we're okay with that. So
And yes, exactly right. You can do everything online. Although I've been doing some surveys lately with meetings and came back with 15 people responded to this as they joined. They gave the feedback as to how they wanted to meet, and 14 wanted to meet in person.
Yes, they definitely want more. We do a lot of in-person here on the coast. We've had people drive up from Brisbane to come here a lot. So it's definitely more, especially with all the COVID stuff that happened, people are really craving that. So yeah, it'll be nice to kind of get around the country a bit more. We service New Zealand as well, but definitely, you know, I want to get out there and be, you know, help the masses with workshops and, you know, keynote speaking and things to really impact and help people to start and launch and scale their business the way that I have and have it all and not work full time and have babies and all of that.
We'll play golf. I got golf tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go.
In a way, long weekend every month. And
love that.
Yeah, yeah. It all works well. And it is. It just means that you can have the lifestyle that you yeah. want. And it's really interesting. I know I wake, particularly on a Monday morning, I wake early. You know, I slept in on the weekend. It was 6 o'clock. And I went, oh, cool, great sleeping. And yeah. But I wake up Monday mornings and I go, I am so glad I don't work at that job yeah. any longer yeah. or a job. And that's now been quite a few years since I have done that. But I still, every Monday, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important factor too, isn't it? Oh, to look for the positives in what's going on in your business and in your life and not just seeing the what's going wrong and 'cause it is tough.
Yeah, I think trust is important, you know, like when you're hiring staff or, you know, and I've had times where I've hired one or two and they haven't worked out. I'm like, oh, you know, Kate, my background's recruitment. What's going on here, you know? But it's actually about trusting the fact that it wasn't the right time. And I know it sounds a bit woo-woo, but it's actually really important to be able to trust that if things don't work out, there's a reason for it. Just focus on what's coming and not why. I focus on, okay, what didn't work? What can I fix or improve? And as long as I've done what I can there, you can only control what you can. The rest you let go because that's all a part of the journey and you'll get to where you need to go. Maybe it's going to navigate you in a different way, but you just didn't know it yet. So that trust piece is actually really important. And the word surrender is really important too. But I think, you know, I believe in hustle. I think there's a time for hustle. So, you know, there is a lot of people don't talk about it. They think it's not great, but I think hustle should have a timeline and it's absolutely necessary, but for a certain time frame. And if you're not ready to do that, personally, again, you know, my thoughts is, you know, it's not lazy, but it's, yeah, you've got to put in sometimes, you know, it's just the way it is.
I'm very much into woo-woo, so that's anything that comes up about that, that's all very cool. And I agree, you know, you've got to pay attention to what's going on around you. And sometimes if you're pushing a wall too hard, then is this the right doorway that I'm meant to be or the right wall I'm trying to knock down? Is there an easier path than this? And, yes, and definitely that hustle, that's the power of positive thinking, going, I'm going to get this car park, I'm going to get this car park, which is fine, but you actually have to drive to the shopping centre to be in the car park to go looking for the car park. It's not, it just doesn't happen. You have to put the work in, but having the expectation that it will be successful is how that works. Once you've done, what's Oprah's quote? It's when luck meets luck and hard work. Meets opportunity.
I don't believe in luck. You ask anyone who knows me, when someone says, oh, you're so lucky, I get so cranky because I don't believe in luck. I've worked hard, I've created it, I've worked on myself, my mind, body, soul, the works. So if there's no luck there,
no. And that is what it is. Hard work and opportunity equals luck.
There you go. Exactly.
I absolutely agree. And I know it's just that my choice is, okay, I'm going out to the chamber meeting tonight, or I'm going out to another meeting where I know I'll meet the right people to have the conversation with. What would I rather sit? And I'm running a tonight, which we're not going to get aired, but I'm running a webinar on a sales training webinar on tonight. And the marketing I've been doing today is to forget about maths and get online, because I mean, what goal did you set? Did you set the goal that I'm going to sit in front of the TV and watch something really bad TV, or am I going to do something that's going to create business,
educate myself?
And a lot of people who don't have that luck are the ones that will be sitting in front of the TV and not doing something to expand themselves at some level. It does make a big difference. Now, the name of your book, have you got a title for it?
Oh, look, it's still TBA, but it'll be probably be something along the lines of how to have your cake and eat it too as a wife, mum, entrepreneur, friend, without the burnout, without all of that stuff, and a lot of people do want all of that, but there's some raw, real stories and real gold nuggets, as I call them, at the end of each chapter. That if you can implement those, I mean that's how we can do it and be present in all areas and feel good and love life and grow and connect and still have all of that. One area doesn't have to fall down just because you're working on another. So it's how to juggle all of those well, but actually through a story. When I first started my business, I've been writing every month or documenting my voice to talk about the journey, and I want to be able to share that with people that might be looking down the barrel of, oh, I can't do that. That's too hard. I don't have the time. I don't have the experience. I don't, I didn't do overly well at school and I was bullied at school and all of those things. So it's like, well, I want to give them the how, the tools and not just, the story and the motivation. Yes, it's all there, but it's actually, let's talk about the raw, real stuff of how I can get to this point. So, yeah, it's about how we can have it all and balance those hats.
And the balance is different. We talked about values being different priorities at different times. The balance is different. There's only one thing that ladies, anyone listening, you can't forgo, and that's your health. Everything else, nothing else counts if you don't have your health. And making sure that you move your body somehow every single day.
So I have a cake day on Fridays, and that's my guilt-free. No kids, no work, no nothing. And that's my health day where, I mean, I go to F45 as well in the mornings, but that's my day. Whereas I'll wake up and I don't have a plan. I have spontaneity, which is naturally what I'm about. Whereas in business, it's not. But it's, I go to the movies, or I'll have a sleep in, or I'll go to the sauna, or I'll get a massage, or I'll sit at the beach, or I'll have a sleep. Whatever I feel I need to do to fill my tank to be the best in all areas, that day is sacred to me. And I have no guilt attached to any of that, that I'm not a mother or a business owner on Fridays. So that's what gives me, my why and my worth and my, what's the point if you can't have that time and do you? I went to Noosa 2 nights away completely by myself. I had room service, I had all of it. And that's the once a year thing that I stop and go, ah, this is my moment. And well done, Kate. You've done all right. So it's, self-care, health. You're nothing without it. You're just burning both candles, both ends of it.
So whether it is physical or mental health, both are exceptionally important. But I know, quite a few people that are really suffering health issues, and it's affecting everything in their lives. And it's in some cases it couldn't be helped. In other cases, they haven't looked after themselves. That's sort of the end result of their choices, and it's
Say
really
no. Say
hard to
no
watch.
more. It's okay to say no. I'm not going to go there because I'm going to do this. I need to do me today, or I need to go to the doctor. Or I need to make that appointment with the dentist. And I'm not putting it off because there is no point, if you're not around in 5 years, that you'll look back at that and say, "Oh, was that really worth it?" So look at the big picture. Look at really what you're here for, to enjoy your life. It's, yeah.
No, I'm totally guilty of that in the past, and still a little bit. It's just that A-type personality in me, but I also have a lot, personally have a lot of balance, so that's fine. And yesterday I even sat, I started a jigsaw at the beginning of Christmas. It's I do one every Christmas, and it's only 1,000 pieces, and I it's the hardest one I've ever done. So yesterday I was determined, and I just, what am I doing? I'm just
I
sitting in
love
the air
that.
conditioning doing a jigsaw puzzle all day. It was fabulous. I had a great day, and I've
That's
got
a form
one
of
butterfly to
meditation,
do,
right?
one to do to finish it.
It's good. I had a sleep from 12 till 2 yesterday when my little one went down, and it was great. It was absolutely great. It's just sitting there. I sit in the sun every morning and just you know, watch my kids play. And, you know, it's those moments of stoppage. My word for 2022 is stillness. So, you know, for me, it's just about being still a lot more. You know, yes, I'm present a lot, but actually being still, I feel like is another layer. So this year's the year I'm challenging for being still. And I've actually found, I was saying to my husband last night, I said, I've been bored today. This is like weird. Normally, okay, so I'm going to go do some cooking. And I was like, because I love cooking, that's like, mm-hmm. you know, my stillness. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing to sit there and go, I'm bored. And that's when I knew I was winning at being still. So yeah.
Excellent. And stillness is different from being present. And that's what happens in a lot of people's. There's so much busyness around that they're not present in what they're doing. This is what I'm doing at this particular time. Mm. Instead, there's five other projects going on in their mind, and they're not being present in the one that they're doing at the moment.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a learned skill. It's not something that's
not easy. Yeah, you know, like I'm a go-getter. I'm go. But that's why for me there was that layer. So the word busy, I mean that I hate that word, but you've got busy, then you've got being present, and then to me you've got being still. So you're present, but actually then even when you're not present, that stillness is the next layer, which is you breathe that air.
And yes, just and it's stillness of mind, which is really hard to eliminate any thoughts. I mean, when you're meditating, you focus on something so that you're not eliminating thoughts, but that just being still. Are you an extrovert?
I am an extrovert, but I feel like I've shifted. You know, I'm 40 this year, so I feel like I've shifted to introvert extrovert, which is quite interesting because I've just noticed over the last year or two coming into 40 that I'm a lot more. I used to love networking events and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm finding I'm a lot more like I hover around the outsides. So I'm finding that interesting, actually. So yes, I'm an extrovert. I'm a Leo. I'm all the things, fire and go-getter, and like there is no ifs or buts. You do it, you smash it, you win, you know. But I've noticed that as I've got a bit older or worked on that whole present being still, is that actually, yeah, I'm finding that I like more of the deeper connection or being alone or just what's under my roof is all that matters, and the rest can just work itself out. I don't know. I think that happens when you find yourself when you're a bit older, but the last 12 months have definitely been a big shift from the extrovert probably to just liking time by myself so much more.
Yeah, and certainly is. You know, it's that a lot of people equate extrovert and introvert to outgoing personalities, which is part of it, but not really. It just means you're confident, and you can have shy extroverts, but it's where you get that energy from. And I've noticed that with myself as well, is that the energy, I don't get drained in big groups, whereas introverts will get drained if they're big groups. But I also very much enjoying that quiet time without having to do something.
Yeah, it never used to be like that. I used to get my energy and, oh my God, that was so great. But I have found just in the last 12 months, but maybe that's really then liking who you are as an individual. I think that happens too, you know. So last year was a big journey for me in regards to, you know, friendship circles and really feeling settled in myself. So I just think it was, yeah, I think that move has happened, and it's, I feed myself. I don't need others to feed me anymore. So it's nice.
Yeah, and it does. It makes a difference to then how you move forward. So we're talking about, you know, for people starting out in a career, that, you know, finding your passion, your why you're doing things is a priority. What other steps? You listed about a dozen things off before very quickly. It's really what I find interesting. People go, well, I've got to get a website. Well, maybe you don't. You know, there's all these other things that they jump on the wrong bus and they head off in the wrong direction, don't they? What sort of things do you see people doing wrong, I suppose, is the question.
Probably the same thing, you know, like, yeah, jumping on a website, whereas a website, no, as long as you've got a Facebook page and some credibility and some reviews and some real stories and testimonials and just getting really clear on who you're serving and what makes you different. You know, that's really the simple steps, I think, to starting and really owning that piece. And it'll evolve as it goes because, you know, I wanted to help return to work mums and I found out really quickly that I couldn't because they couldn't afford the service. So what am I going to do to be able to serve them? And that got me on the wagon because my mission's to help them. So I can do that by doing this. So it will evolve. I'm now doing business coaching. I started out resume writing. So, you know, it evolves, but I think it's about, yeah, credibility, backing yourself. You know, what do people come to you for naturally? You know, what is that purpose piece? And then, you know, just take the time with getting it out there. Like when I say take your time, I mean, don't run out there tomorrow and think you're going to win overnight. It is baby steps, you know, like referrals have only just started coming through in the last 12 months. And just be patient with it and stay focused, you know, stay laser focused, but get your why, make sure you know who you're wanting to serve, get really clear about your concept, I think. Because if you're not clear, then your audience won't be clear. You've got to have the right messaging.
I'm part of a Queensland Government Mentoring for Growth, one of the mentors.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hear some business pitches regularly. And I'll read the blurb on the business, which we get that first. And then I'll hear the pitch and I'll still have no idea why I would even be interested in that business at all. Some of them can't even explain what they do, but others, most of them can't explain why it would be of interest to somebody to invest in their product or service. It's such an important factor that, you know, in sales training, that's the biggest thing I talk to people about. It's just forget about what you do. Just tell me why I would be interested in what you do.
Yeah. Just get back to basics. Just talk to people like a human, you know, don't overthink it. You know, I want to help people to identify what that passion is and their messaging and get it out there and do it with not a whole lot of money. You know, that's my messaging, you know, go from being an employee to an employer without needing savings. You know, and I do that and I attract the right people. It's okay to not attract everybody because the ones you do attract are going to be bang on and your type of person. So don't ever be shy from saying no to clients or not pleasing everybody. Just do you and they'll come.
And that's a really good point to recognize that, you know, not to feel desperate that you need to work with anybody. Fortunately, I've, you know, attracted 99.9% of the right people anyway. But I've had a couple of people come through and I just went, I don't want to work with this person. It's going to be too difficult. And then to, you know, say no in the most polite possible way. I knew they would bring challenge that I just don't need to deal with. So that's such an important factor. But also recognizing, as you said, it takes time. You know, I read years ago that people overestimate what they can achieve in 1 year, but they underestimate what they can achieve in five.
100%. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Thinking about, you know, this and setting those steps in place, have a 90-day plan, not just a year goal or a five-year goal. And where I am now, I just write one-year goals. I don't really need to write five-year goals because, you know, that's – get to the end of the year and go, see, well, I'll do, see what I do next year. And and I have my screensaver as my vision board.
Oh, cool. So
every time I turn on the computer, there's my sitting there, which is
A picture of my three kids and my screensaver for that reason. So
And it's and doing little things like that really do make a difference. I know when I was GM, I had it on my computer at work. I had the next holiday location. Every single year I'd have a holiday location. And I would then, as soon as I booked tickets, I'd change the next one, even if I hadn't gone to that place. That was all I needed to know was the
Yeah.
And it was, and every single one was achieved.
Yep. Oh, it's amazing when
Yeah.
you've just got it in front of you, hey, and you've got it written down, you've got what you're aiming for.
Yeah. And that would be obviously that planning thing would be the most important thing when you're starting off with people, but setting out that whole plan. As you said, you worked with people for a year.
Yeah, in the business coaching. Yeah, yeah. I've been working with people probably about a year. So they buy six sessions. So we do a 3-month package and they do six sessions. I take them from business concept to launch and flying. So and part of that's merging from a job, you know, like how do we do it? What do we need? How do we got to do this? You know, all of that sort of stuff. But no, it's been really amazing watching people, their confidence. You know, they come in sometimes to the sessions and they're like, oh no, I think I'm biting off more than I can chew. I don't know. And then I squash the mindset for 10, 15 minutes and then they walk out fist pumping, you know. It's the transformation is beautiful. It's amazing. And you know, I call them out, you know, I call them out on their stuff and they say, oh, I said, you're worried about the detail or you're going over here again or the, you know, it's shiny object syndrome, all of that. And they go, oh, yeah, but as long as they're coachable and they're ready. And if you are listening to this and, you know, you are ready and you are coachable and you are someone who wants to do it, warts and all, and you're ready for the icky conversations, then, yeah, you're ready. But if you've got that ego sitting there or you think that you can do it better and you're probably not ready mentally, you know, because there's still – I have a business coach. I mean, every coach needs a coach. But, you know, I think parking that ego and being okay to not know it all is very important when you're starting out in business.
Yeah, but that is such a – especially when you've been, you know, in a top level position to walk out of it, it's quite a different space. And I know with me, one of the things that I've always been good at, wasn't always, things I've got so much better at is delegation. And that allows you that freedom as well. It's such an important factor, isn't it? Because when you're stepping into your own business, you want control of everything. And it's really hard to do that and have that time and that flow and that life and that you're working towards.
Yeah. No, delegation's everything. It's actually the biggest part of scaling. So you've got to delegate what doesn't come natural to you and be okay with it. At first, you've got to do it all, but really know what your genius zone isn't very quickly. And so admin's not mine, attention to detail's not mine. It's okay, I'm so okay with that. So I knew my first hire was going to be that. So it's understanding what isn't your genius zone for delegation.
Yeah, that's such an important factor. I'm on the mindset, I like to know how other things are done, you know, how to set up things on the website and all that, but I don't have to be the expert doing it all the time. Yeah. Yeah. Makes a difference. Kate, if people want to work with you, how do they find you?
Yeah. So just if you want to jump on the website, it's Kate Langford, LANGFORD.com.au. I've got the career side and the business side services in there. So I offer free 20-minute chats for both people on both sides. But you can go there or just send me an email directly, kate@katelangford.com.au. And happy to chat with you about there. But the free 20-minute booking is on that website for both.
Yeah, segments. And look, it's so important to take advantage of those 20-minute free consults, because even if it's not, you know, a sales pitch to work with you, it's to explore what would be the best way for you to move forward. And yeah, I'm always really highly recommend that when somebody offers that people take advantage of it. And
yeah, I had one today with the business client, and she, by the end of it, was just like, I've got so much to think about. I just had no idea that that's what I knew I needed to do in order to take the next step. So she'll go away. She'll come back when she's ready, if me, and that's okay. But I've given her some clarity on the next step. And, you know, yeah, if I'm not for you, that's fine too. But she's just overwhelmed at the beginning to know what she actually needs to be thinking about. What's the mindset I'm in? What are the things I need to really think about to make sure am I a business owner? Or, you know, and that in itself in that 20 minutes can really, it can be a life-changing conversation.
Yes. And that's part of what you do, is help remove that overwhelm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Kate, is there anything you want to add before we wrap up at all?
No, thanks for having me. And I hope that that's motivated people to know that you can have it all, and that you should do what you love, not what you know. So if you're sitting here and you're thinking, oh, I've been in Groundhog Day for a while, I'm getting older now, I'm not sure what I should do, then I'm the person for you when it comes to careers or business.
Yeah, sounds good. And it is something that, you know, if you start thinking about it, then you need to talk to someone so you start planning it. And exactly. Then you feel comfortable with the change in income and what you're doing, definitely.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kate. Yeah. I really appreciate your time. Worries. That is absolutely wonderful. And that's another episode of the We Are Women podcast. Remember, you can jump onto my website, organize a 30-minute chat, and we can discuss things. If I can't help you, I'm sure that some of the experts that I've had on the podcast, I can direct you to them. They'll be able to assist you. And go to JeaneVosper.com to find me, or say hi on Facebook, LinkedIn, or any of the social media channels. I look forward to you joining me on the next episode of the We Are Women podcast. Bye-bye for now.
So, do you feel stuck in a rut in business? Visit speechperfect.com.au and download Jeaneen's free ebook to avoid the 5 most common stumbling blocks women face in business. It's jam-packed full of tips to overcome the barriers that could be holding you back from the success that you dream your business will be. We would love you to leave a review of today's episode and share this podcast with other women in need of entrepreneurial inspiration. Subscribe to the next episode now and join the We Are Women community.